power of the text is magnified. Songs can inspire, uplift, and enlighten, and prayers expressed in song touch our hearts. They can transform our souls. With the transcendent singing of our choir and the expressive conducting of our organist, Scott Warren, we will spend the next hour exploring the power of the unaccompanied voice in our vast Jewish choral repertoire. Jews have a wonderfully rich musical heritage that began thousands of years ago with the chanting of the five books of Moses, the Torah. From the very beginning, Torah was always proclaimed before the people in song. Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea, from this week's Torah portion, tells the story of the Exodus from Egypt. It includes one of our most ancient melodies. I will chant for you from Exodus chapter 15, verses 20 and 21 in both Hebrew and English, to give you the flavor of this ancient chant. Latika Bach Miriam Hanivia, and then Miriam the prophet, Achot Aharon, the sister of Aaron, et Hatov Biadach, took a timbrel in her hand, Vatetzena chol hanashim achareha, and all the women went out after her, Kitupim uvim cholot, dancing with timbrels, Vata'an lahem Miriam, and Miriam chanted for them. Shiru l'Adonai ki ga'oga, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Sus rochvo ramah bayam, horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. Scholars tell us that over 2,000 years ago in the ancient temple in Jerusalem, the Levites sang praises to God in an antiphonal, that is, question and answer style of chant. With its origins in Torah cantillation, as you just heard, this is the source of much of Jewish music. The men of the choir will now sing an excerpt from Psalm 114, antiphonally. This musical arrangement just juxtaposes two versions, both in plain chant. One is a Spanish Jewish chant from North Africa. The other is Gregorian chant. The similarity between the two traditions points to a common origin in pre-Christian Jerusalem. The music is not descriptive of the text, but is meant to induce a contemplative mindset. Bitzet Yisrael.
Be blessed, O Israel.
God rested and was refreshed at the end.
Thank you.
great choral pieces that we sing often at Emmanuel. His Psalm 150 is fun, in a very 19th century kind of way. It moves along in a joyous march, the text praising God with instruments and dance. After the women's voices break out into hallelujah, praise God, it is so happy that you want to break out into a jig yourself. The voices get softer and softer, finally disappearing altogether, just before the very charming, unexpected, final hallelujah.
Thank you.
to the rabbinic sages, Sukkot as the most joyous holiday of the year. The word mayim, water, is used in this Israeli composition as a percussive, rhythmic device throughout. This text from Isaiah is traditionally sung and danced every Sukkot. It's so filled with joy, you just have to smile. Mayim. Evokes the peace of Shabbat It is as if you are in a small boat, softly rocking, lying in the warm sun and drinking in the lovely quietness. Everything you could ever want is there in that moment of time. Shabbat begins and ends with a nigun, a wordless melody, which adds to the intimate, sweet sound of the solo women's trio. Shabbat. Something completely different. The creation of the world is pure drama, written using the musical technique of word painting. You are never in any doubt that God's creation of the universe was a truly awesome event. Through the music, a listener feels the heavens and the earth, the waste that was the land, the darkness, God's spirit moving over the waters. The sudden illumination of the light is quite glorious. This piece is a real tour de force for men's voices.
Amen. Thank you.
This is the perfect opportunity for Shirat Ha'asavim, the Song of the Grasses. The poem and melody were written by Naomi Shemer and reflect her love of the landscape of Israel. In this arrangement, you'll hear the rustling of the grasses as the singers each create their own song. Beginning chant-like, then adding voices, texture, and lovely harmonies, Shirat Ha'asavim is a haunting, atmospheric, musical creation for women's voices. A very 21st century choral style. The multiple rhythms and lush choral tonalities are paired with intimate solos that peek through the texture. After hearing this piece, a listener wanted to know when Sondheim had started writing for the synagogue. To me, it is a wash of color, like a Monet painting. In Hebrew, the word for breath is the same as the word for soul. As the choir breathes as one, so do our souls breathe with them, praising God in Blessed Art Thou.
This is truly the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Friends, I'm going to liberate you with three pieces of good news. The first piece of good news is that the Oneg is going to take place in the Fifth Avenue lobby. The second piece of good news is that while it is customary when one concludes a religious precept in a synagogue, in a house of worship, Jewish house of worship, to say Yishar Koach, there was nothing that prohibits us from acknowledging artistic excellency of a secular / religious kind. So now let's really hear a round of applause. Now, the third piece of good news is that since the choir is going to be with us out in the Oneg, all of us who love them and adore them so much are going to have a lot of fun giving them kisses, hugs, squeezes, and handshakes, too. So, with that in mind, everybody, with that in spirit, we're now going to have the recession. It is arranged by Abraham Wolf Binder, and it is called Nigun Biyalik.